Friday edition of Bickley and Marotta. We come to you live from the Auction Community Studios. The focus of today's show, of course, is Thursday Night Football. Cardinals get blown out by the Broncos at State Farm Stadium 45-10. It leads to the firing of Mike McCoy as the offensive coordinator. Press conference coming up at 1. And the discussion continues as we're joined now by a Hall of Famer,
nice,
Kurt Warner, who joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Good. No, we don't take pleasure, and I don't think anybody does, take pleasure in talking about a coach losing their job, especially midway through the season. But was there any way out of this for Mike McCoy and the Cardinals as you saw it after last night?
Well, I mean, any way out of it, I think there's, in this business, there's always a history of finding a scapegoat when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's the hardest part, is that I don't believe it's ever about one guy. You know, even if, okay, you fire Mike and then you come this week and you have a little surge or a couple things, you know, change a little bit this week, I don't think it's ever about one guy. I mean, it's all to me about perspective. I mean, you guys can think back, you know, third game in that stadium, I was booed out of the stadium. You know, it was the quarterback's fault. Quarterback can't play anymore. And so I was booed because I couldn't play anymore. And then a couple years later, we're playing in the Super Bowl, and everybody changed their tune. And so my point being is that it's so easy to point the finger at one guy when things aren't going well. It's the quarterback. It's the offense coordinator. There's a lot of issues with this football team. And offensively, there were a lot of issues. Now, can some be a little bit better with a different mind there, a guy that can see things a different way, or maybe sees the talent of these players in a different way? Well, sure. But at the same time, I think we all have to look across the board. And, I mean, I showed it a little on our pregame show last night. I mean, is David Johnson the problem? I mean, he's not playing really well, right? Mm-hmm. He's not having great stats. But,
no.
You know, I showed we're missing a lot of guys at the point of attack, talking about the Cardinals' offensive line, and the offense, the running back has no chance. So I think there's a lot of things you can look at. Why isn't Larry Fitzgerald catching 100 footballs? I think it's easy to go, well, this is what Larry's done well the past few years. Why don't you just do that with him again? But what you have to remember is that you've got a different set of offensive talent around him, and so maybe not being able to put Larry where his greatest strengths are is a byproduct of the other guys there only being able to do certain things, having to put them in certain spots because they can't do everything. So now you have to try to mix and match, okay, what do all these guys do well? And for us as a team to have the best opportunity to succeed, what does that look like? Is it always just putting Larry in the best spot or David in the best spot? Or is it trying to figure out a way that all of those guys can succeed and play well, even if they're not in their best spot on every single snap? So I just think there's so many things that go into it that it's so easy to point the finger at somebody and say, well, he can't do the job, or he's not very good at his job. And that's why I brought up the reference to me, is that, you know, a lot of people pointed at the quarterback. Hey, it's quarterback's fault. He's not playing well enough. Well, you know, we went on to show that, you know, there was a lot of issues and we had to clean up the issues and become a better football team before anybody was going to be able to thrive in that environment.
Now, Josh Rosen wasn't the only quarterback in the building to take a hit last night. You were doing a stand-up last night, and you got tackled by Fitz. What was that all about?
Well, that's just Fitz being Fitz. I mean, you guys know that. He does that all the time. I mean, I've seen him do it ever since I was playing with him, that, you know, sneaks up on somebody. I've seen him get Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim and media people all over the place and coaches. And so that was wrong place, wrong time for me. They're warming up, and, you know, when you see the video, it's kind of funny to see him catch that pass right behind me and then, you know, disappear from the screen, and all of a sudden I go down.
Yeah.
But that's Larry being Larry, and it was funny afterwards. You know, a couple plays later, he came down and he gave me a hug, and he goes, were you on live at that time? And I was like, yes, I was right in the middle of an interview when you did that.
Awesome.
So it was funny, but it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's just Larry, and, you know, like I said, the people around here know that he does that to people all over the place and has fun with it. So I just kind of found myself on the opposite side of things.
Yeah, that out pattern by him was not by accident. That is for certain. Now, let me ask you about this. There is Mike McCoy's gone. The offense, the numbers, indefensible, fine. Does what you see from Steve Wilks concern you regarding a football coach who looks like he might be in over his head and maybe losing the locker room when you hear a guy like Marcus Golden go, hey, look, he's telling us the same thing after every loss. Got to show up and go to work.
Well, no, not necessarily. I think the bottom line, though, is you have to find some success along the way. I think if somebody shares the same message and you don't see anything, that's where it gets a little bit difficult. But, you know, I remember when Coach Wiz came in and nobody expected us to win, and it didn't look pretty early on, and he kept preaching that same message. It's, guys, I have a plan. You know, we got to stick to the plan. We got to build this the right way. We got to get the right pieces here, and you guys have to buy into what I'm selling if we want to have success. And guys bought in. And, you know, down the road, we found ourselves having a little bit of success and having a little bit of success. I mean, it wasn't, you know, the first half of the year, I don't even know what, you know, the record was, you know, maybe 3-5 or something like that early on, where we had some struggles. And we stuck to it and stuck to it. In the end of the year, you started to see some things change, and we won our last two games in 07. And then that momentum and kind of that plan and guys seeing what Wiz was talking about, you know, it started to take shape, and then into the off season. And then the next year, again, even though we weren't a great football team, we bought in, and it was success upon success every year. We got a little bit better, a little bit better, you know, made the run to the Super Bowl, even with what I would say from top to bottom was not a great football team, but we bought into that message and we saw it play out, and we allowed coaches' plan to play out in that regard. And I think, you know, you've heard that from Coach Wilkes a lot, is that, you know, there's pieces here that don't necessarily fit exactly what we're trying to do. And that's always the hardest thing, is that, you know, there's two sides of the coin, right? Well, okay, change everything to make it fit your personnel. That's one side. Or the other side is, we're going to continue to establish what we believe can win and will win because we've had success winning that way. And it's going to be a process to get the right people to fit in place, because we truly believe the system will be successful when we get that done. So, you know, it's a fine line between the two, because you want to have success and you want to have success every time you step on the field. But there's two ways to always look at that. And once again, I think it all comes down to, in the long run, you're going to look back and go, okay, they didn't have success. Well, why didn't they do this? Or they had success, and you're going to say, hey, that was well done to be able to stay to the plan and get rid of some of the guys that didn't fit. But you're always going to say that when you're going through the process, because very few people come into the process and it works right out of the gate when you're taking over a new situation.
Kurt Warner, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Kurt, before we let you go, as somebody who played a long time, as somebody who's an analyst, as somebody who's coached, Byron Leftwich is tasked with something that's pretty challenging right now for anybody, and that's coming in midway through and taking over an offense. If you were in Byron Leftwich's shoes, what would you do? And can he do anything that's impactful enough to be noticeable the rest of the year with this offense and the pieces that he's got to work with?
Well, I think the one blessing of a situation is when you take over midstream, is that you're taking over because there wasn't very much success. And so anything that's an uptick is a benefit for him, and you don't have to make great strides to see that uptick. You know, but the other side of it too is just, okay, do they have the talent to do what Byron wants to do? And, you know, maybe what Byron wants to do, because he's kind of a holdover from Bruce Arians, and he called some plays there at the end of the regime with Bruce Arians. So maybe what he's done in the past can work better with these guys. Maybe he's got a better sense with some of the things that these guys can do. But I think it's always tough. You know, I don't think anybody's looked at this team and said, oh, my gosh, they are so talented and just playing way below their potential.
Yeah,
I think people are looking and going, okay, do they have enough talent to compete weekly as an NFL offense? You know, the offensive line was upgraded, but they're not playing up to that level. You know, Larry, later in days, he can do what he can do, but maybe he can't do everything Larry Fitzgerald used to do. So now, who's the complimentary piece on the outside? I mean, who's that guy that you can say, okay, now he takes over, and we can expect him to win in every situation? Christian has played great, but I still think he's a role player right now. And then David Johnson, I mean, there's nobody that's more subjective to what the guys in front of you do than a running back. And so no matter how good he is, if he doesn't get that help up front, it doesn't really matter. And so, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see what Byron tries to do. Is it more what they did in the past, or you know, maybe a hybrid of both, or even something he did before that? Or is he kind of just say, this is what we're dealt with, and we just got to be better at what we're doing, as opposed to getting more complicated because maybe that's not the answer either. Everybody says creativity. Well, a lot of times creativity leads to more complicated. You know, you watch Kansas City and guys are motioning everywhere and moving here and in different formations. And you got to make sure your young guys can do all of that to be more creative. So just always two sides to things. And I think you always want to make sure that you give perspective and see the big picture instead of just pointing at one or two things and saying, oh, this is so easy to fix.
Yeah. Kurt, thanks so much, as always, for the time. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
All right,
brother.
Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, NFL Network, former Cardinals quarterback, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, Coulter on Camelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.